28. Acts chapter 28, and we'll read from verse 25. And remember that the Apostle Paul is in Rome, he's in his own house, he is under arrest, he is still confined to these premises, but he is able to have people visit him, and a number of the Jews from the city had been called to speak with Paul, and it is during this conversation that we take up today's verses. So we're speaking of the Jews, and it says in verse 25 of Acts 28, "And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed, after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you, that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed, and had great reasoning among themselves." Amen. May God bless to us this reading from his word. Now, I've purposefully broken up these final few verses because there are important lessons that we don't want to miss in them. Last week, we learned that some of the Jews believed when the Apostle Paul preached the gospel to them, and some did not believe. And we reminded ourselves that this is always the case when the gospel is preached. The gospel always causes division. The Lord Jesus Christ said he didn't come peace, he didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. And the gospel will always cause division. It will cause some to go one way and some to go another way. As these unbelieving Jews, these Jews who resisted Paul's words and resisted the gospel, were rising to leave Paul's lodging and Paul's company, the apostle took that opportunity and quoted a passage from Isaiah's prophecy. And indeed, it is a passage that is quoted many times in the New Testament. It is in each of the gospels, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ who uses it on those occasions. And it's important because while it is applied to the Jews of that day, it applies equally today to men and women who hear the gospel preached. And so there's two points that I want to draw from these few verses that will help us to remember what the Apostle Paul is saying, whether it is actually his words quoting Isaiah or indeed the Lord Jesus Christ as he quoted them also. The first thing is this, that hearing the gospel in and of itself, even seeing miracles performed, is not sufficient in itself to bring men and women, boys and girls, to salvation. You know, you don't get saved because you come to church. You don't get saved because you hear the gospel with your natural ears, or you participate in a church service as part of the congregation. That's not what saves a man or a woman or a boy or a girl. Some people would say, you know, what you really need to do is make church more exciting. And then people would love to come and be part of your church and part of your membership and hear the gospel preached. And you could have lots of different activities and maybe lots of music or lots of drama or lots of different things that could be going on. And all these people would be much more excited and engaged in coming to your service. But that's exactly the point that Paul is making here. He is telling us that it's not simply the hearing or even if it was the seeing of the various miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ performed. Because sin is in the heart and the life of all men and women. Adam's sin and our own sin make our hearts hard towards the gospel. They block our ears to properly hearing and understanding the gospel. We might hear the words, but we don't comprehend. Our eyes are blind. It's as if we've got scales or our eyes have been blinded. Our eyes are covered and we don't see the truth that is in the gospel. We don't see the real person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we might be able to see a preacher speak. We might be able to hear his voice. But until the Holy Spirit enables us to hear that message by faith, to see our need as sinners, we will not receive the truth of that message. Like those unbelieving Jews, like that division that was made between the two. They all heard the gospel. They all heard the same message. But some believed and some did not believe. For a person to be saved from their sin, for a person to believe the gospel, the Holy Spirit must open our spiritual eyes and ears and soften our heart to receive the truth. That's the first point that I want to make with us this morning. The second is this, that the Apostle Paul used the opportunity of these Jews rejecting Bible truth to stress once again that the gospel message, or what he called the salvation of God, because this is God's salvation, it's the salvation that God gives to his chosen people, that this gospel message of the salvation of God would be sent into all the world. These Jews were rejecting this message, and Paul says, well, be sure of this. This same salvation of God is being sent into all the world, and it will be heard, and it will be believed by the Gentiles. That is, the non-Jews. Now, this had already, of course, happened to a certain extent. Jesus' disciples had been preaching the gospel. Paul himself had been preaching the gospel to people from other nations. And they had seen converts. But now, at the end of the Acts of the Apostles, we can see that this message is going to, as it were, mushroom out and be carried out to all the nations of the earth. And that is what has been happening over the past 2,000 years. When the Jews left Paul that day, they had great reasoning among themselves. And well they might. They had been looking for the Messiah to come all of their lives. And now Paul is telling them that the Messiah had come, that Jesus of Nazareth, that one whom we call our Lord Jesus Christ, had come, and they had missed him, and they had rejected him. What a sad and terrible thing it is to miss the salvation of God, to miss the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to have that gospel preached to us and then turn our backs upon it. When the way of life and salvation is set before us, and we say, we will not believe. Friends, this morning, this afternoon, we are the Gentiles to whom the gospel was sent, according to the words of the Apostle Paul. We are those of whom Paul speaks when he says they will hear it. And praise God, he has sent his gospel to sinners like you and like me. May God, the Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see our sin and the need that we have for forgiveness. And may he open our ears to hear the gospel of grace. And may he soften our hearts to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour and King. God willing, we will bring the last couple of verses of Acts to our attention next week, and we will wrap up our thinking upon this delightful book of the Acts of the Apostles. Amen.